live, you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will take your calls about anything to the phones and the fun. Oh, but first I want to let you know it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We'll talk to Kevin, who's on the line in New Jersey. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. Good evening.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Kevin, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I'd like to apologize. I'm just tuning in, so I don't mean to, like, change the topic if you guys are...
This is Free Talk Live. You're free to call in and talk about anything you want, so go ahead.
Cool.
No apologies
okay, well,
necessary.
All right, cool. You know, I'm in high school and I go to school with a lot of liberals, so I got a lot of the talking points down, but one that I had trouble with is the topic of healthcare. So I'm wondering, in a free market society, like how healthcare would work and everything. Would it be like specifically for profit or?
Well, currently many hospitals have charity wings or charity, sections, you know, ways that they help people that can't help themselves. That's their intent.
There is a doctor's office somewhere in Vermont, close to where I used to work. That was a free clinic for people who were poor, basically, and you would have to show, your bank, a couple of bank receipts or not receipt statements, and like a W-2 or something like that, and to basically, you know, prove that, look, this is who I am, and I really, this is what I spend my money on, and you know what I mean? They don't just go in and get free stuff, but then they would provide many basic free doctor services for people who need it.
So the answer to that question is it for profit in the free market? The answer is yes and no. Yeah, certainly people are going to get into the healthcare business to make a profit, and that's good because profit provides possibilities, and people can use that profit to reinvest it back into their
innovation.
Business. Yeah, and to create new services and create new products. And then there are also people that might say to themselves, well, I think we'd rather roll this profit into helping people as well, and take the profit that we make and have a free once a month have a day that we open up and we give all of our service away for free or something like that. And like you said, the charity wings, and there are other things like mutual aid societies. And of course, if you've ever seen the Shriners, those guys that drive around the silly little cars and the hats.
Yeah.
Those guys help burn victims. That's what the Shriners do. And so they collect money in order to help kids and others that have had, I think it's mostly children, I believe, that they help, but to help kids that have had serious burns, third-degree burns. That's all done on a completely consensual, voluntary basis.
I think it's really, really important to talk about, first of all, how much the government is involved in our current system, and I think a lot of people don't really realize that. They think that what we have is this free market healthcare system, and how much that government involvement. I'm trying to think of the word. How much that government involvement raises the price, and also our current insurance companies and the way that they sort of function and their role is largely regulated by government, and how much that increases costs. Like we have a doctor here that, like, he's a real doctor and he works out of his house, and he's been a doctor, it looks like, his whole life.
He's got
an office like that's attached to his house, and if you go there, he works for himself, he does all the paperwork himself, and it costs you $40 cash for a doctor's visit because he doesn't have to pay anybody to processing insurance paperwork is expensive, and it costs
you
a lot of money.
You have to hire employees. Just that you talk to somebody who works at a doctor's office and ask them, how much of your day is spent doing paperwork mandated by the government? Oh, that's my whole day. That's what I do. There's a significant, even the doctors will tell you that they spend a significant portion of their day doing paperwork. It's crazy.
Right.
So, Julie is absolutely right. This current system is anything but a free market. It's an incredibly controlled marketplace.
If you want to see what a free market in healthcare would look like, for one, you can go back to the 50s and things like that. There was far less regulation. I've got a website up here. If you, search the impossible solution, you'll come up with this. But, these are actual maternity rates. This looks like a photocopy from the 50s. If you want to have a baby in 1952
in a hospital,
Santa Clara Hospital, it costs in the ward $14, semi-private room $16, private rooms $19, deluxe private room $23. There's a care of baby.
Do you get a vibrating bed with the fingers in the magic fingers or whatever in the deluxe room?
I'm not exactly certain, but basically here it says having a baby at that time cost $30, which is in today's dollars $244 adjusted for inflation. Okay,
that's still chump change.
It costs $10,000 to have a baby. I know. I just had one a couple of years ago. All right,
yeah.
And that's a difference. $244 would be what it was if you just adjusted for inflation. But with all the lawsuits and everything like that goes down.
Not to mention the fact that hospitals are required by law to help everybody who comes through their doors. So if they come in and then they don't pay their bill, that cost is then passed on to you.
The impossible solution is what it's called, and it's go back to cash.
So as you can tell, you've asked one question, and we've spent 10 minutes, here answering it.
So, ask your liberal friends this. Would $250 to have a baby be the most moral way to handle this? Or do we have to extract $10,000 for every child that is born? I mean, just it's the inefficiency of government health care what that's immoral.
Yeah, yeah. All right,
so
cool.
What else are you coming up against? Anything else you want to throw out there?
No, I think that's good.
All right, very good. Hey, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you.
It's a hard topic to address.
It's
because
so deep.
It's very deep. It's not as simple as, just one sentence. And the way we do things, I mean, you really have to break that down for people and say, look, like, the way you think we do things isn't really. You have to explain how involved the government is. And, like, it's hard to.
And it's an emotional topic as well, because a lot of people have been through a situation where a loved one, maybe they didn't get the care they thought they should have gotten, or they had a bad experience with the hospital, or whatever. You fill in the blank with whatever problems the system currently has, and they've had these experiences, and you're talking about people that you love. And their health. So you're going to have a tough time getting through whatever people's preconceived notions are about the system as it currently is today, which is, as you pointed out, Julia, not in any way, shape, or form a free market system. It is a mostly government-controlled, mostly socialized system with some market elements to them, but significantly...
Fewer every day.
Yeah, significantly regulated. Way too many control... all kinds of controls put on things, especially the FDA, which is a huge burden to medicine.
I like to think about, vets, for example.
Veterinarians.
Right. Veterinarians, if you take your cat to the vet, it depends what you get on it, but... Like, I had to take a cat recently to the vet, and to get the medication and for the visit, it was $60.
Mm-hmm.
And, you take the cat to the vet once a year, So when you're talking about, like, there's just so much competition, so much less regulation.
That's a big factor.
And so you're getting real costs here. You're not getting these inflated costs that, they're just pumped up because of all the BS, basically, that's beneath it. I mean... It's such a complex topic, it's really hard to even touch on.
You can also look at other things, like not just vets, but dental.
Well, I wanted to point out that, compared to a veterinarian, you can call a veterinarian and say, hey, how much does it cost to get the spayed or whatever like that. When my wife was going through the hospital situation to, having a child, the people that we were dealing with didn't have the foggiest clue what things cost.
That's
they didn't know the answer. Why? Because they're going to charge you whatever they want to charge you, and believe me, it's coming out to five figures when they're done.
And think about when you call the vet and you want to bring your cat in. I would like to bring my cat in tomorrow. He has a problem. Okay, how's 5 o'clock sound?
Yeah.
When you go to the emergency room, when you're supposed to have an emergency, you will wait hours and hours and hours. When you are talking about finding a regular doctor, you can wait months. When,
yep.
You know what I mean? It's sad in comparison.
Doctors are getting out of the business and not being replaced.
And that's all of those problems that you have identified will only get worse as the government takes over more control. And if it goes to this one-size-fits-all government system, then a lot more doctors are going to say, screw this, I'm hitting the links, the 18 holes, I'm getting out of here.
I made enough money, I can live on this.
Yeah, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Whether you want to talk about health care or whatever you want, you can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
Vitamin C was one of the first widely publicized vitamins thanks to the pioneering work of the late Dr. Linus Pauling in the 1960s and 70s. When vitamin C is properly delivered into the skin cells, there is a good chance of reducing wrinkles and improving your skin texture. Vitamin C in conjunction with protein is also necessary for the production of collagen, which helps skin from drying out. It also helps prevent facial lines, wrinkles, and spider veins. But can you get all the necessary vitamin C in one serving? The company Genesis Today has created a great tasting juice that contains 24,000 milligrams of the superfruit acai. And it also contains 200% of the daily value of vitamin C. Now, that's double the vitamin C in OJ. Drink a glass of delicious acai berry juice, and you will say goodbye to juice with high calories and high sugar and low nutrients.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and acai berry juice, please visit GenesisToday.com. Acai berry juice is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, Microplant Powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant Powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have Microplant Powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, which is the collections company run by the awesome Jason Osborne.
That's right. SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way that they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
All right. So we were talking earlier about schools, government schools, and how their incentives the perverse incentives, the backwards incentives of the government schools actually end up creating the situation where kids don't want to learn. It's not that. And when you've got this situation where kids don't want to learn, it perpetuates itself. It becomes this conversation, as we were discussing before, where the people that are the educators now in this government school system come into it with this expectation that they're going to have a class full of kids that don't care about learning, that they've got this attitude that is anti-education, and it just perpetuates itself. And then, of course, you get teachers that just don't care about teaching if the kids don't care about learning. And so the Onion, which is America's finest news source at theonion.com. Actually, I think they've purchased onion.com now. Anyway, the Onion, America's finest satirical news source, has something to say about it. And it's, of course, brilliant. We will have to censor some of it for you, for those of you listening on the radio here. But I highly recommend this online paper. And they actually have a print version of it. Washington, the U.S. Department of Education. Oh, the headline. Department of Education study finds teaching these little S's no longer worth it. The U.S. Department of Education released a comprehensive nationwide evaluation of American schools Monday, indicating that attempts to teach absolutely anything to those little S's is just a huge waste of everybody's time. We remain committed to providing every student in the country with access to high-quality education, said Education Secretary Ann Duncan, adding that good schools are a key component to the success of American democracy. But to be honest, none of that matters. We're not talking about promising young scholars here. We're talking about a bunch of effing animals. We've basically flushed $11,000 down the toilet for every single one of these little bastards, Duncan continued, not to mention 18 years of my life. The study, which analyzed the effectiveness of both public and private schools, found that efforts to enlighten these terrors on the subjects of math, history, grammar, and science are as productive as slamming your head into a GD brick wall. The research also confirmed that the unbearable S's who take everything for granted consistently urinate away each learning opportunity that they're given. When I first started teaching, I would see the smiling faces in my classroom and get excited about nurturing their young minds, said Melanie Whitman, 35, a first-grade teacher quoted in the report. Now, I can't look up from my desk without wanting to puke at the sight of all those little psychopaths. And that statement actually kind of dovetails in with something that you had said earlier, Julia, where the teachers might start with all of these wonderful ideas about what it's going to be like, and that they'll be able to bring their unique ideas to the classroom and somehow revolutionize teaching. And then once they actually get plugged into the bureaucracy of it all, it turns out that, well, they are not allowed to innovate. And they have to stick to whatever the arbitrary curriculum is that the head teachers have selected. And it just sucks the life right out of them, too.
Not even head teachers, just
my dad taught college. And at one point in time, he went to high school. And he said that he used to get stacks and stacks and stacks of paperwork on his desk all the time that he was supposed to fill out. And he used to break the rules, basically, and teach, like, side classes that he wasn't supposed to teach, and, like, to try to make it interesting. He was a history teacher, which, personally, I think is the most boring topic, but he used to try to make it interesting, and instead of filling out the paperwork, which he would get in trouble for all the time, he would, you know what I mean, try to do these little things, and he used to get in trouble for it. You're not really encouraged to do that at all.
You can't break from the system in most
there
of these
are
government
books.
Schools.
You know what I mean? There are books that like Macmillan, I think it is one of the big companies. There
the
are a few.
Books.
Yep, exactly. And that's the book you teach from.
Yep.
And there are certain assignments, and there
you're
are
teaching
tests,
the way you are told to teach.
Like the standardized tests are a great example of that. In many cases, a lot of teachers pretty much just teach you how to pass the standardized tests because that's what measures learning.
Well, right. What it is what it measures the teacher and whether or not they can pass the tests, and then therefore they've made some sort of advancement within the government bureaucracy, and their school gets an A, and so therefore they get more funding.
And they get more funding, exactly.
Secretary Duncan said the study is the first to provide detailed evidence in support of the theory that third grader Scott Purcell is a complete F-up and perhaps even the living incarnation of Satan. According to the report, billions of dollars in federal resources have been spent to modernize classrooms and improve teacher training, even though the little brats spend their entire days carving profanities into desks, shouting at whoever's in charge, and refusing to sit down, shut up, and actually learn something for once. In addition, research suggests that school boards across the nation have grown tired of fighting to obtain funding for for brand new textbooks, only to have the miserable Fs just to face them all with ejaculating penis drawings on the first day of class. When asked if charter schools might help solve some of the problems faced by public education, Deputy Education Secretary Anthony Miller told reporters the data indicated any difference they made would amount to jack S. Some charter schools perform better than their public counterparts, some don't. Now, just as an aside, that's usually the case because the charter schools are still being selected and run by, at some level, the governmental authority. Charter schools are always approved to exist by the government in the first place. They have to teach to whatever the governmental standards are. So they can only excel within the very, when they excel, and they sometimes do very well compared to the government schools, but they can only excel within the very restricted parameters yeah. that are set up by the government school system. So well, that's one of the reasons why charter schools don't always work out very well.
They compete; they're competing for students within a regulated environment, and you'll find that many businesses. Julie and I were just talking about banks competing within their environment. They're highly regulated, but some banks excel over others. Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm. So you can't change the fact that any school, no matter how it's funded, is ultimately just another type of building to contain these GD monsters for 7 hours a day. Miller added that more involvement from home was not the answer either, as the little S's tend to have S-head parents who just make everything worse. The only findings from the study that provide a glimmer of hope, he said, are student absenteeism and dropout rates, which continue to increase. Christ, I think I dedicated my career to my students, actually thinking I could make a difference in their lives, middle school teacher Joan Kublicker said Monday. If I'd gone into public relations, I'd be making six figures by now. And at a PR firm, I bet I wouldn't have to worry about my tires getting slashed in the parking lot. Well, I have to go, she added. The effing hyenas in my third period class await. And then after all this, they turn it right around in the last paragraph. I love this. The Department of Education study comes on the heels of a survey last month that found 90% of all elementary school students resent being taught by pathetic losers who couldn't get a decent job in the real world. That's from The Onion. Onion.com.
Funny.
800-259-9231. And there is a saying that if you can, do, and if you can't, teach. Now, the level of truth to that statement, I'm not going to speculate upon, but you, Julia, were actually at one point in a teacher's kind of track,
yes.
career-wise.
I actually, I did 2 years of college, and my major was elementary education.
And you know what those people were like that were in those classes,
it's actually
right?
really funny. I had a class called Introduction to Educational Technology, and we had to learn how to use Word and maybe PowerPoint. And the people in these classes, there was like one that was a bus driver, you know what I mean? And they really couldn't figure out how to use Word, and the teacher would...
Tell me more in a moment. We'll come back more about what the people that are actually trying to become teachers, yeah, general statement about what some of them are like. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. You've got an experience in the education system? You want to tell us about it? Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have 2 holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a 6-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order 2 or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800 409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class Spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Coming up, your chance to win a 2-pack of the Totesac. But what is it, Mark?
Totesac is a completely recycled retail grocery bag carrier. It handles more than you can. You can go check it out and take a look at it at TOTASAK, that's totesac.us. And, you know, it's made from completely recycled materials right here in the United States. And it's the original green thing. And it's been available since 1997. Totesac, TOTASAK.us. I love mine.
It's a great product. I'm glad to have it. You bought some for the co-hosts on the show, Mark. And
yep. Everybody gets Totesacs.
Yep.
Merry Christmas.
It's great. It's a great gift. A great stocking stuffer. So we've been talking about education and the government school system and all of its myriad of downfalls and how it is that the marketplace can do things so much better. But we were talking about the cliche of this old, I guess, saying that those who can do and those who can't teach. And you were explaining to us, Julia, what it was like when you were in college, when you were going for an educational kind of teaching degree and the kind of folks that you were in the class with.
Well, yeah. I mean, basically, you're talking about in a classroom of 30, maybe three or four that were reasonably intelligent in that way and cared about what they were doing. Like when I think about what that classroom setting was like, and this was a teacher who taught all educational classes, and he was a great guy, obviously loved learning, really nice guy, and I loved his classes actually, but. I think he had just been in the education system for so long that, we would have to do really, really trivial, like, stupid stuff. I was way above it. Learn how to use Word, you know what I mean? Learn how to use mm-hmm. Excel, learn how to use PowerPoint, and these things that you may come across if you teach school, which, I mean, obviously, duh. But a large majority of people, particularly some adults that had you know, were maybe bus drivers or janitors and decided they wanted to go get teaching degrees. They really could not use these programs, and they were just sort of like passed along, like, okay, like, don't, it's cool, you're gonna get it one day.
You gave it your best shot.
Yeah, exactly. It was, It was bizarre, but as soon as I got into like the teaching classes, I was pretty turned off by the people that were going to be my fellow teachers, and it seemed like the majority of them were just interested in getting the pensions, the summers off. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a sweet schedule,
sweet
right?
Sweet job.
Exactly. And that's really all they cared about. Now, I should point out that I went to a community college. It wasn't Harvard or anything like that.
But teaching schools are known for attracting the worst.
Well,
of the
I
worst.
Was going to say, Keene State is primarily a teaching school, and working with these kids, like, I'm not saying all of them, but I mean, it's like the easiest school
There's
to get
been
in.
Some notable.
Yeah, it's the easiest school to get into in the state, yeah. And it's known for having some dummies, basically.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what the academic level of the college is, but I can tell you that there are far too many kids, just wake up in their yards.
Well, you're going to find that at any college.
I don't know.
UF is a huge school in Florida, and it's known as one of the big party schools, and so a lot of kids go, or a lot of young people go to where the party's at instead of
right.
where the education is.
I know that Keene State in New England is known as like the college where the kind
last
of loser.
Choice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's the last choice. It's easy to get into. It's reasonably priced. It's not.
That doesn't mean you're going to get a bad education there necessarily, but a statement that I've heard made about just any college, you take us, Keene State, I guess, has kind of a teaching track that's one of their
mostly,
larger tracks.
Yeah.
But at any college where there is a teaching curriculum, it's always
it's
been a statement
easy.
That, the,
is
right,
that
the people that are the worst learners or whatever, the least talented or whatever the statement is, just the dullards, are more likely to be attracted to that because of its ease, because it's simple.
Everybody knows that like the teaching classes are the easiest to get A's in.
Yeah.
But I would also say that the few people who don't fall into that mold, what you were saying, that those who can't teach, they're very quickly turned off. Once they start teaching, or in my case, before I started teaching, like once I was with these people and spending time in the schools, that's what did it for me. But I think even if you were to progress and you have this great, you know what I mean, like I'm going to teach and it's going to be innovative. I'm going to really get these kids charged up. It's in a system where it just doesn't work that way, and you very quickly become,
clear.
Exactly. Yeah. We said it earlier. It sucks the soul out of learning, and it does it for the teachers, too. It's just
absolutely.
Not a fun environment to be in. And if you don't enjoy your work, why are you doing it?
Yeah, and most of the people that are going to seek the idea of teaching, they just want to teach. They're not necessarily going to be an entrepreneur. They're not going to be of that entrepreneurial mindset. Like we were talking about the Sudbury School tonight, where the people that started the Sudbury School were parents who they did not like the government school system, the public schools, and they decided we're going to create this a really original school that is going to allow kids to direct their own learning, and they did that. They spent years figuring out how to do this, and they went in, they put the time in and the effort in to do that. Your average person who just wants to teach folks isn't necessarily going to have that entrepreneurial mindset, because most of us have graduated from government schools where they don't teach you entrepreneurialism. They don't teach you how to run your own business or be an entrepreneur or what
they
any of that
really
is about.
They don't really teach you that you should even aspire to do those things.
No way. Get a job, plug into the system, and then, get your retirement.
You know, and if they teach you to get these jobs where you make a lot of money, but so much of that money gets taken, the more money you make, the more taxes they take out of it. And if you spend a fortune on your college education, how long are you going to be paying that off? And they don't really teach you to look at the big picture in that way at all. You know, it's paycheck, 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 and that's all they think about. But it's so much larger than that.
I'll never forget that when I was in government school, they taught me how to write checks. And they never taught me anything else
too.
About.
Yeah. I learned how to bake a pie too.
Never anything about real money management or anything. Not even the basics of save more
check.
Than you spend. You know, just here's how you spend. I'm surprised they didn't give me a credit card while I was in government school.
They do that now.
Do they really? They actually have credit card recruiters on campus?
I don't know.
They let the military on there. Why wouldn't they let Visa? Well, let's continue here with your thoughts. Andrew is on the line in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark. Hello, Andrew.
Hello, guys, and Julia, how are you guys doing this evening?
Oh, excellent.
Superb. What's on your mind, Andrew?
You guys were touching on discipline earlier, especially in the Montessori school, on how they have their discipline set up. And I'll say that I don't know how they have it set up, but in terms of the way I've seen disciplining children, especially in a group setting, myself worked as a summer camp director or summer camp counselor, and my comes from a family of teaching, so I kind of have a background in like how to deal with children. And the big thing is the children have to see, you know, a set of rules, a structure set up for them, and then have it applied consistently. Because I think the biggest problem with, especially with schools, is a lot of times where children feel cheated is where a teacher will say something and will undercut the discipline system by, you know, farming them off to another, you know, discipline structure, as in, like, well, he's the popular kid, so, you know, we'll, you know, I like him, so, you know, I'm supposed to, you know, apply the rules in this way, but, you know, for him, I'll apply it a separate way. And
oh, certainly. You've got the football team stars who don't get treated quite the same as the rest of the kids when they get in trouble.
Exactly, and that's one of the big problems with, a large problem with public education in general is from the top down, it's, you know, do as I say, and these are the rules, and you're supposed to, you know, carry them out. And
right. Any other way, if you do it any other way than how we say, it's wrong. Even if you get the right answer, if you do it any other way, then it's wrong.
That's funny. When you said to do math homework, and if you didn't
show your work
or whatever, yeah. You would get in trouble. So if you could do it in your head, you were wrong.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's a big problem especially with the new math and how they're teaching math nowadays, is from what I've heard from my father, is they're not teaching kids how to do math. They're teaching them how to do math a certain way. They're not giving them tools in which they
can
do math.
The same way with reading as well. There are different techniques, and they've adopted ones that are very dangerous. Hey, Andrew, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. I want to give you a two-pack of the Totosack right now if you're the caller in at 603-435-1105. You call now 603-435-1105, and you might just win a two-pack of the Totosack.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Remain, but enough time for your thoughts, your calls, if you make them now. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. Our cam is one of those features. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, you can chat, because the chat room is built into the very same page. Go and do all that stuff and do it for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, the cam is brought to you by memorydealers.com. They're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Not only do they have the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers that are 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers, and up to 99% off of list price. They offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. In stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery, memorydealers.com.
All right, so you can, of course, take control of the airwaves. We've been talking, we're talking about education here, and I just wanted to add in something, and that is that up here in New Hampshire, where the three of us made the move for the Free State Project to come here and gather together with other like-minded, liberty-oriented people and get active to achieve freedom, liberty in our lifetime, or as much of it as we possibly can. We've talked a lot on this program over the years about the various different forms of activism. There's, of course, the political activism that has been incredibly successful this year with approximately a dozen or more actual Free State Project participants being elected to the State House. You've got civil disobedience, which has happened in ways that the liberty movement has never seen before up here, that have been very successful. Media efforts like our own show and other great programs are being produced from here in New Hampshire to help get the word out about freedom. But one of the other aspects of this movement is the educational freedom folks, the people that are in support of what we've been talking about, that is getting the government out of education and allowing the free market to create new options, innovate and create new things that have never been seen before and try new ideas and educate for a lot less, because costs come down when you have competition and you've got people that are, you know, competing for students, and you know, that, of course, drives innovation, etc. There are a lot of people that have come here, families, for instance, or people that are planning families have come here, and they've linked up with other families, and they're starting to form. There's homeschooling groups out there, from what I understand.
Oh yeah.
There are also maybe some people are going to get to there. Wasn't there a school open up in Manchester? I don't know what it's called, but I know I've heard about it.
I believe they opened it, but yeah, it was a charter school, but opened up by Liberty folks.
Yeah, right. So these folks that moved here for more freedom have gotten active and created their own school. And as a matter of fact, once they created this school, well, it wasn't being used at nighttime, so there's now adult education that has been created. The Liberty University? No, shoot, what are they calling it? Oh, man, I did not obviously prep myself for this conversation very well. But there's this group of classes that have been set up. I think it's mostly in the Manchester area at this time, but I understand they want to spread it across the state, where people can go and sign up for adult classes. Everything from how to play
informal
poker.
Informal University.
That's right, the Informal University. It's informalu.org, I believe.
Why do you keep asking me these questions?
I'm talking and you're not, so you can look this stuff up for me. But yeah, Informal University has started up. They've got all kinds of different classes that people can take, and there's a cost involved because they want to compensate the teachers to come in, the people that are just experts at their trade, for instance, and they want people that want to learn about that. So that's now happening at that same charter school. I believe that's one of the locations for the Informal University. So people are doing all kinds of interesting things up here.
InformalU.org.
Thank you for that. InformalU.org to learn more about the Informal University.
Good work, Mark.
Thanks.
He is on the ball tonight.
Using search engines like you wouldn't believe.
So, yeah, I mean, that's yet another aspect of the Liberty Movement here. And so you can go to freestateproject.org and learn more about the Free State Project and you know, get yourself involved. Come on up here and join up. There are family groups as well. There's the, right out here in our area, there's families.freekeen.com, which is a Facebook group where families can link up and then do whatever families do, get together and have barbecues and stuff like that and work with homeschooling together. Because when you've got
some parents are better at teaching other things, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. When you get homeschool group together, you can use the resources and the value in each set of parents or each parent to help educate the kids. That's one option. 800-259-9231. So you can bring up what you want. In fact, we had mentioned this cannabis story that actually isn't about cannabis, because cannabis is a scientific name for an actual plant. Cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, cannabis retalis, I believe, are the three different main strains of cannabis. We're not talking about that at all. We're talking, you're going to tell us, Julia, about this synthetic cannabis.
Right. Well, I'm actually, the article isn't about, for those of you who don't know, now Ian, you said that it has officially been banned. I thought it was scheduled to be banned, but
the DEA has, as I understand it, gotten, they have somehow scheduled the cannabis that apparently did not have to go through the political, some sort of political process. Here's the headline for you. Pull it up. StopTheDrugWar.org reporting the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration announced a couple of weeks ago that it's issuing an emergency ban on five chemicals used to make synthetic marijuana products. The ban will go into effect in 30 days. So technically, it is not banned right now, but as of Christmas Eve, it will be.
Okay, so that came out a few weeks ago, I think, that news. But this article is actually about why it's going to stick around and why making it illegal is just going to make more people use it. So the article is actually from StopTheDrugWar.org.
Great site.
Spice was destined to become a phenomenon. For decades, magazines like High Times have advertised famously fake pot products that apparently sold well enough to support a robust marketing campaign, despite being completely useless. I've actually tried those as like a young person, and they are gross. Like, you will try them once, and then that's enough. And that's what I thought this was about, ironically enough. Anyone could have predicted that a legal marijuana substitute capable of producing the familiar buzz of pot itself would be massively successful. That's exactly what happened, and regardless of the pending federal ban announced this month by the DEA, there's good reason to believe that this drug is here to stay. At first glance, you might think prohibition could prove uncharacteristically effective against a drug whose primary selling point is its legality. Once you take away the convenient retail sales and freedom from arrest, synthetic marijuana begins to lose its competitive advantage over the real thing. As prices rise and purity begins to fluctuate, many users may revert back to the established illicit marijuana market rather than making the effort to hunt down a formerly over-the-counter product.
I would think that would be true. If anything, for no other reason than the synthetic marijuana is typically, from what I've seen, simply sprayed on. There are different delivery forms. You can get it in like Gatorade form and all that. But it's, if you're going to smoke it, it's sprayed on an herbal mixture. So it's not like a piece of marijuana that you can look at and you can analyze and look at the crystals, look at the color and the hairs and kind of smell it and get an idea for what it is you're buying. This you have no idea.
Nevertheless, K2/Spice, so I guess that's a brand name?
Both of them are brands.
Okay. Possesses one unique characteristic that ensures its survival. It will remain an effective option for getting high and still passing a drug test.
Oh.
Drug screening products allegedly capable of identifying the unique compounds contained in K2/Spice are beginning to enter the market, but an industry-wide overhaul incorporating new technology will be far too costly to implement in an organized and efficient manner. The situation is potentially profitable for the scumbags in the drug testing industry, but it's a big headache for agencies and employers who've already spent thousands only to find out they're no longer covering all the bases. Moreover, even a full-scale effort to incorporate K2/Spice into routine drug testing programs will be undermined considerably by the composition of the drug itself. As Forensic Science International explains, due to the high affinity of these compounds to the cannabinoid receptors, their effective dose is lower than that of marijuana products, resulting in a lower concentration of the extracted metabolites accompanied by a higher psychoactive potency. The small size of an active dose
makes
The small size of an active dose makes it far more difficult to identify than marijuana, and that's a significant advantage. The drug testing industry has long thrived on marijuana's uniquely prolonged presence in the body, which is so true. It's just any drug test you get is, unless you are a hardcore addict of some sort, is a marijuana test, and that is it.
Right, and that's what it really comes down to is, you know, these drugs that are far worse for you that would indicate a far worse employee. Somehow they can slip through. But marijuana, if you smoke that in the last 30 days, it's a big deal. Now, I'm not saying I want my, you know, giant crane workers smoking a doob right there in the cab or anything like that. But of the drugs out there, marijuana far less destructive than
I don't know if the article gets to this. We're not going to have time to wrap it up. But one of the factors I can think of right now is that the black market will have an easier time with this because they don't have to ship it in from anywhere. What they can do is they can just take regular herbs, which is what they're doing with this product. They're just taking herbs, grinding them up, and spraying a chemical on them. All they'll have to do is have the chemical now.
The show is over, but it says that it's odorless as well, and it's easy to conceal. So you've got that in the drug testing, and that's why it's going to stay around, and it's going to evolve.
And if it hits the black market, as they point out, all the publicity surrounding its ban will just create more demand for the product. We're out of time for tonight, but we'll be back tomorrow. It's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season, share the freedom message with friends, family, or the one acquaintance that really needs it. BigHeadPress.com's thoughtful stories provide a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is L. Neil Smith's Roswell, Texas, a sci-fi, western, romantic comedy with aliens, motorcycles, beautiful women, and the gayest Nazi you've ever seen. Sample online before you buy at BigHeadPress.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.